Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Elijah. How may I help you today?
What company are you again? I'm sorry.
I work with over 400 companies.
Oh, well, customer service for 400 companies, that's a pretty big job. I had a bill on my credit card for $62, and I don't recall doing that, so my credit card got shut down because of that billing statement. And I was just trying to clarify what that charge might be, if there's a way we can figure it out.
Okay, give me one second while your account loads.
What's the name of the company that you work for? And what's the name of the company you work for?
I work with over 400 companies, sir.
Disconnected.
But who are you hired from? What's the company name? Is it Innovative?
Yes. Well, it says on our end it was declined, so it didn't go through.
Yeah, but what was it for?
Let's see.
What'd you find out?
Okay, so it's look like it says it's for cooking pots.
Cooking pots?
Yes. Or cookware.
It's for some kind of cookware? Okay.
Yes.
Do you see who made it, or do you know who I am, or anything?
His name Glenn Wagner.
Yeah, my name's Glenn Wagner, but that's not the name on my credit card. So, how did you get that name?
Well, look the account up through your phone number.
Okay. I mean,
And do you live at 500 Source in TRL Keller, Texas, 76248?
oh yeah. Okay, I know what this is. There's some cookware that's supposed to be sent with a shipping charge, but I thought that shipping charge was advertised like $5 or something. So, okay. I have not approved the purchase. The credit card company reached out to me to see if it was fraud. So, do you control that purchase?
No, I do not.
Okay. Okay, so you have my name and you have my credit card number, and this was for some cookware that was going to be shipped, apparently. Does it have any other description?
Well, it says, well, what happened was when you paid the 574, let me go see.
Yep.
Let's check that out. When you pay, well, you paid $7.95 for shipping and handling.
Yeah.
So what you did was you was entering a contest to win it. And if you didn't win it in that first drawing, then they will do a second drawing for your amount for the full price of the cookware, which was $67.32.
Well, it doesn't explain that. So, okay. So I want to go ahead and cancel that shipment. Are you able to cancel it on your end?
Yes.
Okay. Because I want to reactivate my card, but I will count it as fraudulent if it's not canceled. So you either have a choice of canceling it and making it go away, or I have to cancel the card. As long as you tell me that you can cancel the order, that's fine.
Yes, I can cancel it. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, I would, please.
It's C as in cow.
Okay.
262-99-289-1.
Okay. The $7.95 shipping will be refunded as well.
Well, that was just for you to answer the contest to win it.
Wow. Okay. All right. And what company does that go to?
It says... It says trulyuniqueselection.com.
Do they drop ship it or something to me, or does it go to them actually, or how does that part work? Because I need to call that company that's go ahead and send it, whoever's sending it.
Well, you're entering a contest to win it. You haven't won it yet.
Right, and I haven't won it on the first round or second round. So, in other words, I lose the shipping and handling fee of $7.95, and you have canceled it from
yes.
being able to be sent at the regular price, correct?
Well, the original price was declined, so it didn't go through. So there's really nothing I can do about that one.
Yeah, it's only declined temporarily because I have to go back and say it was fraud or it wasn't fraud. If I say it was not, well, yeah, it's probably still going to be declined. That's right. Okay. Okay, I guess that. What's the best number to call you back? Same when you called me on 925-983?
Yes.
Okay. So you're just a probably, are you a telemarketing service?
Yes.
Okay. And, all right, I guess that's, and you're able to cancel it from your end. I'm surprised you can.
Yes.
Okay. And, if I get charged for it, that charge is about $60-something dollars, right?
$67.32.
Okay. And would it be coming from Innovative also, or from who?
I don't know. I can't see how it looks on your billing statement.
Okay. Okay. And what is the company's name that you are actually employed by?
Koala Telemarketing.
Say again?
Koala Prestige.
Koala Prestige?
Yes.
That's the name of the company that employs you?
Yes.
Okay. And the name of the company selling you, I've got that. And then what does Innovative represent? That's what came up on my billing statement for that $67.
I think it's under a different name on your billing statement, sir.
Okay. All right, so it's canceled. We're good to go then. Thank you much.
Yes,
appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.